Pole Green today. For more than a century, Pole Green Church stood as a monument to the Hanover dissenters and Samuel Davies in their struggle for religious freedom in colonial America. Then, in 1864, during the Civil War, General Grant, trying to take Richmond, made an attempt to break through General Lee's lines. Pole Green Church rested squarely in the center as the two armies faced each other. During an attack, the Union forces overran the Confederate positions and occupied the church. In an attempt to dislodge Union sharpshooters, Confederate artillery fired on the church. According to the diary of William S. White, a gunner with the Richmond Howitzers, his gun fired the shot that set the church ablaze. Ironically, his own father had been baptized in Pole Green Church. Pole Green's congregation could not afford to rebuild, and so they continued to worship at Salem Presbyterian Church, about 4 miles away. Over the years, all signs of the great center of the struggle for religious liberty vanished. Pole Green Church's modern history begins in the 1950s, when a seminary student, Robert Bluford Jr., became interested in Samuel Davies and first visited the 3-acre Pole Green Church site. By 1977, the Reverend Dr. Bluford felt that something needed to be done to protect the historic site from encroaching growth in Hanover County, and he began talks with the trustees of the two Presbyterian churches holding title to the property. When talks stalled, the Hanover Presbytery acquired the site and asked Dr. Bluford to form a group to study the possible uses of Pole Green. In 1991, this group was allowed to form the historic Pole Green Church Foundation to preserve the site and tell the story of Samuel Davies and the Pole Green Church. A fortunate introduction to architect Carlton Abbott led him to visit the site, and he urged the trustees to obtain as much of the surrounding property as possible to protect the colonial viewshed from the encroaching urban sprawl. Despite beginning with no funds for land acquisition, the foundation has now acquired 110 acres around the church site and has installed fencing, lighting, a timeline, and parking facilities, with more improvements planned in the coming years. Abbott would also play a part in the decision to erect the steel church structure seen today. Thanks to archaeological research that discovered the original foundation and a magazine article that led to the discovery of drawings made of Pole Green Church in 1862, the foundation knew what the church had looked like. But rather than try to reconstruct and interpret a colonial-era building, Abbott suggested the outline of the original church could stand as a symbol of Pole Green's history. Many visitors are struck by the spirituality of the site, and on occasion, it is again being used for religious ceremonies.